Hey, everybody. Hey, I just got off a meeting with one of our grads, and we were talking about the business, and she asked me, "Gosh, Cal, why do you keep doing this? I've been doing this. I've been training hypnotists around the world for over 20 years. I've probably trained thousands of hypnotists." And as she asked me about that, it reminded me of a time when I had a one of our graduates. He just happened to be a surgeon, and he was very excited because he was going to retire from his profession. He called me up and said, "Cal, when are you going to retire from your profession?" And I said, "Doc, you don't retire from a calling." And so, as long as the Lord is willing, I'm going to continue to be doing this. So I wrote down some things I wanted to share with you about that. So why do I keep doing it? It's because of the satisfaction I get from doing this. I've taught everything I've ever done. So I'm kind of a natural teacher. And I remember one day when I was teaching a course in Singapore, a certification course, and I was teaching about the secret language of feelings and how the mind works. And taught the class some self-hypnosis, a very special kind of insight self-hypnosis called Seven Path. And afterwards, people started sharing what that experience was like. And all of a sudden, like this one young woman just stood up with tears in her eyes and she said, "I just realized my father always loved me." You see, the stuff like that just keeps me going. Now, nowadays, I do my classes with a portion of the classes in a physical classroom, and then usually a larger portion of the class is online, live participating. And I remember, well, not very long at all, a similar kind of situation happened. You see, people go through my course sometimes not even intending to ever become hypnotists or hypnotherapists. They've just heard about the transformation that their mother, father, sister, brother, husband, wife had by going through the course and learning about how the mind works, learning about how emotions work, watching me work with clients because I have a recording of me doing real sessions and watching those people transform. And the right afterwards, one of the students who was online, she just started. You could see that the emotions were right there on her face. And I said to her, "What's going on?" And she shared in front of the class how she was so touched by the work that I was doing with the client on video and how it had resonated with her. And we started talking, and I helped her to process those feelings right in class. And a lifelong fear and tightness in her chest just started to melt away. And you could just see her, the energy she had within herself begin to transform. And she just started to glow and radiate gratitude and a sense of freedom from this stuff that's been holding her back and tying her down emotionally for so long. I mean, how can I stop doing that? I intend to continue to do this. And on top of me seeing these transformations happen in my students in class, I know that they are becoming true believers, that nobody's going to tell them what I'm teaching them doesn't work because they're experiencing it in their own lives. They're watching their classmates experience this amazing transformation. And so upon graduation, they're going to go out and help thousands of people that I will never meet. And it's so amazing to be so honored to be in that position as a teacher like I am. One of my favorite stories is a graduate went through the class, and when she went home, she was fired up. But she had a history of really low energy and upset and pain inside her, so much that it was difficult for her to even get off the couch. And she took my class not so much because she wanted to become a hypnotist and help others, but because she thought maybe the hypnosis could help her, but she didn't want to go see someone else. So she went into the class, she learned these techniques, she used them on herself, and she transformed from a mother that could barely get off the couch into someone who just became a powerhouse in the profession. She now speaks at the National Group of Hypnotists Convention. She speaks at the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals, and she's really a leader in the profession. She chairs our board certification group. So, I mean, from couch to clients, how can I not keep wanting to do this? Oh, here's another one. I had this psychiatrist, what an amazing individual, that had an interest in hypnosis and had been taking a lot of hypnosis courses and things like that, and ran across my script book on Amazon.com, started reading it, noticing it was different than other people in the way I approach hypnosis. Then that psychiatrist got my class on how an audio class on how to do self-hypnosis seven pathway, which is a mind, body, spirit, and it transformed his life. It transformed his life. So what does he do? He takes my course. He shows up in my course, takes my course. Fast forward a few weeks, I'm talking to him on the phone. I don't know why. I don't remember why. He had probably some technical question or something. He says, "Cal, I got to tell you about this patient of mine." And I said, "Well, what's going on?" He says, "I have this. I'm using what you taught me on my patients now, and I got to tell you about this one fellow. He's in his mid-60s. He has dysthymia, which means he's never happy. He's always kind of down. And I'm not going to get into the clinical explanation of it, but this person had a really sad, depressing life. And he began to use the techniques that I taught him. And after a couple of weeks, I don't know exactly how many weeks, this individual comes into that psychiatrist's office with a smile on his face. And the psychiatrist says, "What's up with you?" He goes, "I'm happy. I don't remember ever being happy again, but now I'm happy. And so how could I ever stop doing this? I'm going to be teaching this so long as I can keep teaching it." I remember so many times I've watched people in class, my students, as they get ready to transform the lives of others, experience personal transformation. Now, my class is not a class on hypnosis for pain management. But when you begin to unlock the emotions and understand how the subconscious mind works and the unconscious mind works, sometimes these things just resolve. I remember I had this kind of macho man in the class, and he was so tense and so locked down. And as he started to learn from me all about how the emotions are actually a language, and he started practicing hypnosis in class and watching me work with his classmates, all of a sudden, back pain gone, back pain gone. And I've seen so many situations where I had this one lady. She had chronic illnesses of all kinds. In fact, she was set up to have surgery the next month after class. And during class, her knee pain went away. And then also later on, some internal problem that she had with a muscle that closes something to an organ in her body that was going to have to be fixed with surgery no longer had to be helped. Her life just absolutely changed. And what I love about these stories where my students have these transformations and become true believers is, you see, true believers are unstoppable. And then what happens is they go out and they start helping other people, more and more and more helping people and referring people to my class so that they can become hypnotists and hypnotherapists as well. Now, so many people are moved and changed in class. I've seen so many people become lifelong friends. I've seen people become colleagues. We've even had one or two people get married after class because you have this common interest. And hypnotists and people who are drawn to the profession of helping people tend to have good hearts. And to meet someone that has a common interest, they make up the best friends and life partners you can imagine. One of my favorite stories is about one of our most helpful graduates that, and I'm not using any names because I'm just shooting off the cuff here. If they watch the video, they'll know who they are. I had this one hypnotist, I mean, student, and she had a long career as a radio personality. But that career was winding down. She was kind of tired of it, and for whatever reason. And she's thinking, well, what am I going to do now? After 20 years in radio, she didn't feel like or really have the desire to go out and get a four-year degree or do long-term training programs. One of the things that had in her head was maybe she would become a dental hygienist. And I know this person would never have been happy with that. Because she's such a people person, right? And really has this great heart and really wants to help people. And so she had taken a hypnosis class, some local place where they had courses, and it whetted her appetite. But she knew in her heart it wasn't enough to really do what she wanted to do. And so she got my five path certification course, hypnotherapy certification course. And started going through it on video, and she really got turned on. And the next thing you know, she's in my class. And over the almost 20 years she's been in the profession, she's gone through my class three times to get the latest updates and just to be part of it, I think, because the classes are so magical. As and what she did is after she graduated, she threw her heart and her soul into it. She sold her husband on it. And you know what? She started where she was at, in an upstairs apartment by a dumpster, as she said. And she started putting out the word that she did hypnosis, and people started showing up. And after a while, her success grew and grew, and she was able to buy a home with the proceeds of her hypnosis practice. And she became one of the highest paid hypnotists in Texas, as far as I know. It was very good. I'm not going to throw any numbers out here. And one of the best things is, like I said, she's one of the most helpful. She serves as a person who encourages other people in our community. One of the best things about my program is the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals is made up of hypnotists and hypnotherapists around the world that have been trained in my program. And we are a community of hundreds and hundreds of hypnotists around the world. And we have message groups and we have get-togethers online. And actually, once a year, we have the Five Path Symposium. And she's there guiding people, encouraging people, answering questions all the time. One of the most caring, giving, and knowledgeable hypnotists I know in the profession. These people, like her and the others that encourage new people in the profession, also write for our journal, the Five Path International Association of Hypnosis Professionals journal that comes out quarterly. So she's helped thousands of people. And that's one of the most satisfying things to me is to know that I can teach someone the systems. And then they can go out, improve their lives, transform their lives. And then that radiates out into their community as they go out and transform the lives of others. I've been in this profession for, at this time, almost 30 years, 27 and a half years. And of tw 20 years of it, 22 years of it, I've been teaching. Why do I do it? Because it's the most satisfying thing I can do. I feel like I was born to do this. And the other thing is, gosh, I help other people get into the profession and they feel born to do this. And they go out and they transform their own lives, become true believers, and transform lives in their community. And when you transform an individual, you transform a family, and then you transform a community, and that radiates around the world. And that's never been more true the now, because most of our sessions as professional hypnotists are typically done online. And so, as you help one person, they refer their friends and family. It's very common for me to be doing hypnosis sessions with someone in South Africa or Singapore or London or somewhere in the Middle East, even Russia. Right now, I'm seeing someone that lives right there in Moscow. And it's just amazing, fulfilling thing to have that effect around the world. So why do I keep doing it? It's a calling. Maybe it could be your calling too, or at least a really important aspect of your life. If you think you'd like to know more about how to become a certified hypnosis professional, the way we do it, five path and seven path self-hypnosis, one of the most recognized systems of hypnosis around the world, go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training, and I would love, love, love to see you in class. Bye for now.